Here is the English translation of the text. Note that the text is already in English, so no translation is necessary. Chile's Codelco gets regulatory approval to reopen part of El Teniente copper mine. Trump and Putin to meet to discuss Ukraine peace deal in Alaska. Canada joins allies in lowering price cap on Russian oil. White House to clarify tariffs for gold bars as industry stops flying bullion to U.S. Azeri BTC crude oil exports from Turkey's Ceyhan port to drop in September. Gold bars to be exempt from tariffs. White House clarifies competing bid received in U.S. auction of shares in Citgo's parent. Argentina's YPF aims to boost shale oil output to 190,000 BPD by year-end. U.S. licenses NVIDIA to export chips to China, official says. TV broadcaster Nexstar in advanced talks to acquire rival Tegna, source says. Exclusive, Open Door CEO Wheeler breaks silence. EMJ's Eric Jackson calls for more U.S. agency to probe FAA oversight of Washington airspace after fatal collision. U.S. proposes settlement with Graystar to end alleged rental price collusion NASA. Crew 10 astronauts departs pace station after five-month mission. U.S. proposes to extend Newark Airport flight cuts through October 2026. Trump says his meeting with Putin to take place in Alaska on August 15. UK regulator clears Boeing takeover of Spirit Aero Systems. Mexico stocks lower at close of. Trade, S&P BMV IPC down 0.33%. Colombia 12-month inflation 4.90% in July. Argentines grill up more beef in first half of 2025 as wages soar. Instant view, Canada's economy sheds 40,800 jobs in July. China narrows gap with U.S. as Germany's biggest trading partner. Taiwan, July exports post fastest growth in 15 years on strong tech demand. Moody's warns U.S. tariffs may hurt India's manufacturing push. Slow growth. Consumer credit nears forecast with slight dip, shows growth from previous numbers. Trump's higher tariffs hit major U.S. trading partners, sparking defiance and concern. China's July factory gate prices miss forecast. Deflation concerns persist. Inflation data to test stocks as some investors brace for rally to pause Washington, D.C., facing $20 million security funding cut despite Trump complaints of crime. Trump announces peace agreement between Azerbaijan and Armenia. NASDAQ posts record closing high with tech gains, rate cut optimism. Bessent leads broad search for Fed chair that includes Bullard. Sumerlin exclusive Harvard patents targeted by Trump administration. University of California reviews U.S. government's $1 billion UCLA settlement offer. Canada sheds tens of thousands of jobs as tariffs dent hiring plans. Take 5, when Don meets Vlad Falcon. Finance backs cautious crypto approach amid Trump retirement order. World Mobile and Protolindo enhance global connectivity with stratospheric connection. From Dubai to Bali, crypto content creator Campus heads to Lisbon in November 2025. Bitcoin price today nears 170K on Trump 401k order. Altcoins rally Vivo Power to acquire $100 million of Ripple's shares at discount to XRP price. Webus International adds XRP and RLUSD payments to Weeder platform. Fundamental Global files 5 billion shelf registration for ETH strategy. Nature's Miracle announces XRP integration strategy. Verb closes 558 million private placement for Toncoin treasury strategy. VIQ Solutions amends credit agreement with BD Investments. Thumbzoop Media launches public offering of convertible preferred stock Focus Graphite raises. 891,000 in private placement. Fiera Capital Q2225 slides. Private markets shine amid overall AUM decline. RLJ Lodging Trust Q2 2025 slides. RevPAR dips amid mixed market performance. Westlake declares 53 cents per share quarterly dividend. Ocugen raises $20 million in registered direct offering. Ashland declares quarterly dividend of 415 cents per share. Magellan Aerospace declares quarterly dividend of 0.05 per share. Lument Finance Trust Q2 2025 slides. Earnings decline as credit concerns grow.